that mantra that we've heard from Labour recently, Torkel Crichton, of if you vote SNP, then, you know, you get David Cameron. As Nicola Sturgeon points out there, last time round people voted Labour in Scotland and got David Cameron. So does that blunt the message from Labour?
I don't know if it does, because there's no logic to what Nicola Sturgeon argues, which is if you vote SNP, you get a Labour-SNP coalition. Now, people don't vote. You don't vote for a coalition in the voting booth. You vote for a party. And as Douglas Alexander pointed out earlier, revealed earlier, Labour's biggest fear is that at the end of the day, it doesn't look as if either party will have an overall majority. So then it'll be down to which party has the most numbers, the highest number of MPs. And if Cameron ends up with even one or two more MPs than Labour, remember, he has squatting rights. He is still the Prime Minister. He is in Downing Street. He gets a first shot at forming a minority government, a coalition with UKIP, a coalition with the Lib Dems, coalition 2.0, or whatever. But Ian is right. I mean, and Ian's perhaps accurate analysis is more chilling than Henry McLeish's. If nationalism is replacing socialism in Scotland, then that is a chilling thought, because then that's goodbye social justice, goodbye to redistribution of taxes for the poor, goodbye to public policy, looking after the vulnerable.
That's carrying it a bit far, because you can have social democratic civic nationalism, which is what the SNP has been promoting. In fact,
we haven't seen any of that in the last seven years,
social democratic and left-wing postures during the Blair era. But I just want to go back to this question of who forms the government.
Yes, indeed, I wanted to ask
Douglas
you about
Alexander
that.
Is quite wrong when he says that the largest party forms the next government. That's not the case. Only in the very rare, unlikely circumstance that there is one party wins an absolute majority over 323 seats in the election could that possibly be the case. It's not the party that has the largest number of seats in the election that forms the government. It's a party that can win a majority in the House of Commons. And in a parliament of minorities, that could be any of them.
The only circumstance
under which the Tories could get in is if the SNP refuse to back Labour in a confidence motion on the formation of the next government, and they have ruled that out.
Well, that's fine as a board game, Ian, but that's not the realpolitic, and you know it.
That is the real politic.
Last time round, that was what happened, wasn't it, Torkel Crichton, that actually it was Labour who got the chance to actually have first crack at this because Gordon Brown was sitting in Downing Street.
And as I explained earlier, with David Cameron still sitting in Downing Street, and if David Cameron has... You know, however,
yeah, but only if he has an absolute majority, Torkel. That's a ridiculous proposition.
Not if he has an absolute majority. If he has the highest number of MPs, if he has more MPs than Labour, I think Douglas spelled it out.
You're in a minority situation, Torkel. The largest party does not automatically form the government. It's whoever wins a majority.
They will have the majority in the House of Commons. They will have the first shot at forming the government.
Yes, I know, but if they don't have a majority, they won't be able to form one.
Okay, well, we'll agree to disagree on that one.